I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's see who's savvy and who gets taken to the cleaners.
With the first pick, the Oakland Raiders select quarterback Jamarcus Russell, LSU.
This is Primetime on Draft Week.
Brought to you by Crunch Fitness. Celebrating 35 years of fitness with a party on Tuesday, April 30th from 4 to 7 p.m. at Aloha, Beaverton, Division Center, and Vancouver Plaza.
Primetime with Isaac and Suk on 1080.
Jamarcus Russell's going to immediately energize that Raider Nation.
The Fan.
Hey, what it do?
Ahoy!
Happy Draft Week.
Can't wait.
I bet you can't wait.
The amount of stupid takes that you will hear from national and local pundits over the next 48 hours, buckle up.
What do you mean over the next 48 hours? It's been going on for 2 months.
Yeah, but some...
It drives me... This is what I've been saying all along. It drives me crazy. No one knows anything.
Well, I heard today, again, I'm not allowed to say who says stuff because I get yelled at.
Yelled at by whom?
Oh, the boss. He's like, either you're not supposed to mention competitors or you're not supposed to mention people that are on our airwaves. I swear to God.
Really?
Zach Wilson was traded today.
I didn't know
Zach
that.
Wilson to the Denver Broncos.
Who said something dumb?
Let's just say this. So the Broncos quarterback room at this point is Jarrett Stidham, Zach Wilson that they just dealt for. There's one other. Who's the other guy? Some other donkey who's actually worse than those two. And I literally had to listen to a national person today be like, well, this means the Broncos can't, they're not in the market for a quarterback. What?
Are you talking about the herd?
I'm not saying anything.
From 9 to noon here on the
No, fair? Not at all. I'm just saying, if your hot opinion, if the first thing that jumps into your mind.
Ben DiNucci.
Oh, that's the other one. Yeah.
They have the Nooch.
They've got Jarrett Stidham, Ben DiNucci, and Zach Wilson. And by the way, the reason why you think Zach Wilson can work in Denver is because it's close to Utah, which is where he's from. Oh my God. Is he like Wonder Woman? The closer he gets to like his homeland, he gets more powers? Like, this is the sort of take that just I'm like, oh my God, can we just get to the draft so we can please stop?
My buddy had a take that I want to believe in, and this is by acquiring Zach Wilson, anyone who bought a Russell Wilson jersey last couple years won't have to change it. And moreover, the Broncos don't have to feel bad for people coming back like, take back my Wilson jersey. No, we still have a Wilson. That works.
They're going to force Zach Wilson to be number three. Although the Broncos have new uniforms, that doesn't work.
Oh, that I suppose you're right.
I don't like them.
Did you know that they're at a mile high? Did you know 5280?
Yes, I did know that.
They're really leaning into that.
But I don't like their new uniforms.
No one does.
Oh, they don't?
No.
Oh, I thought I was bringing a hot take.
No. The only uniform.
All right.
And well, I do not understand why.
I'll try again.
Why people will not embrace this. So they rolled out the new uniforms and everyone hates them. And then they had the one throwback that everyone loved. This is the same. Anytime someone redesigns a jersey, just make the throwback the normal one. Like, that's the one everyone wants. They did the Orange Crush throwback. And everyone's like, oh, my God, I can't wait for him to wear that. I hate all the other ones. Just wear the throwback. This is the same thing for Philly, for Atlanta, for Seattle, for Tampa. Just make the throwback your main jersey because it's what everyone wants.
Why don't they hire you?
I don't know.
You know?
I think someone in an art department somewhere needs to justify their job. It's the only thing I can think of.
Well,
but, like, we keep getting these uniform rollouts, and the only one that anyone likes is the throwbacks.
Now that I read that Ben DiNucci is part of the Broncos quarterback room, I think the herd was right.
Hey, they don't need a quarterback. Not at all.
Not anymore.
No, not after hearing that. No, not at all.
Okay, well,
I didn't say it was the herd. I don't know what you're talking about.
9 to noon here on the
field. No, man, it wasn't. I didn't say that.
The way you feel about what you're hearing right now is how I feel about everything related to the NFL draft.
It will break your spirit.
From the time the Super Bowl ends.
Yeah.
From the time the Super Bowl ends.
Yeah.
It's all the same. Can you tell me that? Here's an exercise. Tell me this. I want you to tell me.
Yeah.
Something. Let's go all the way back to the Super Bowl, and then, you know, we take a couple weeks off, and then we start speculating about the draft.
Sure. Okay.
And then mocks start coming out, and you have the combine and everything. Tell me something that you have learned that is concrete in that time
frame. Oh, see, I'm a bit of a draft nerd. I'm not Andrew Nemec draft nerd, but I really like when people do deep film analytic stuff. So, like, when someone is going to go through and break down Michael Penix, because I watched Michael...
Who's someone?
Lots
Colin Cowherd?
Well, no, like, actual, like, Matt Miller is our draft guy.
Brian Baldinger's another one.
Yes.
Baldy.
Is a guy that I like.
An Odyssey guy.
Sam Monson from Pro Football Focus does a really good job. So there's a lot of guys that, and even an analyst like Dan Orlovsky, I think, does a really nice job.
Wait, there's a difference between learning about players.
Yes.
That's different.
I like learning about players.
Just because Baldy breaks someone down doesn't mean he's right.
No.
I mean, so there's a difference. That I don't know that falls into the category that I'm trying to.
Like, you're just talking about
jockey. The draft.
Yeah,
just like where a player will go, who likes who, who's going to trade, who's it's all such dumb speculation.
It is. It's a soap opera,
but I guess people love it.
People love it, and the speculation. But like I'll tell you, like, Harbaugh has clearly come out and said that he is going to build a San Francisco 49ers-esque offense, that he wants to run the ball and control the middle of the field. So, I mean, I don't know if you didn't know that already, but Harbaugh is going to draft an O-lineman, or they're going to move back and take an O-lineman and a tight end. So I think when you start looking at the draft and you say, okay, you know, who is excited about moving up, or who really feels like they need a quarterback versus someone that's willing to kind of stay put, see the Raiders or the Broncos, something like that. I do find that stuff interesting. I just think, to your point, so much of it is such silly, wild speculation. So I enjoy taking a Trent Dilfer, like, 35,000-foot view at this because I am a football junkie. I do enjoy the strategy. I love team building. It's my favorite part, honestly, about the structure of the NFL is I think it's the most unique sport in the way you have to go about constructing a team. It's not like the NBA where if you get one or two guys, everything changes. Right? It doesn't work that way. You have to put together a team, and there's lots of different ways to do it. But there's the salary cap and everything that goes into that. I love roster construction. I think it's really interesting. And so that's why I like the draft.
No, I get it. I like the draft too. It's just, can we let them draft first?
Well,
then can we get some data?
Yeah.
And then when you have the data, you know, now you can talk about things that are tangible.
And it drives me, and the other one that drives me a little bit batty is when people that are not, like, if I said, if if Matt Miller is talking about, again, just the first name that came to my mind, but if he's talking about Spencer Rattler, right, at least I know that he went through and watched Spencer Rattler. But some of the people that are on these things, they have not watched one second.
I heard that about Bo Nix today.
Yeah.
And I don't really consume a lot of draft pregame, but I heard a little something today. And this person told me in 5 seconds that they had not seen Bo Nix play.
Yes. And that stuff drives
me. And even I knew that.
That stuff drives me insane.
And there's so much of that.
It's lazy. It's, you know, like you can.
It's just getting clicks, man.
Yeah. You can sit there and say, I don't know why people can't be more honest and be like, look, I haven't consumed a lot of Spencer Rattler. This is what seems to be the consensus from people that do watch Spencer Rattler or any of the guys that are going to be, you know, second, third, fourth round picks.
Well, isn't it?
The Drake May stuff. It's like,
they're fighting for clicks. We're fighting for wins.
Isn't it easier to position yourself as a draft analyst or draft like beatnik, you know,
yes,
than in any other realm? Maybe sports betting.
Yeah.
It's pretty easy to, because people are just like, oh, that guy's on the radio. He likes that bet. I'll take, you know, like there really isn't any sort of qualification.
No,
not
really.
It's just how much homework you want to do on it.
Yes.
It's like the easiest way to bust into sports media is
I'm just gonna be a draft guy.
Pretend you know what you're talking about with regards to the NFL draft or sports betting, and someone will pick you up.
Well, that's how Mel Kiper, that's how he got started. Mel just went, he
created a role that didn't exist.
Yes. And then he convinced people, or convinced one person, that he was a draft guy.
And there was a need for that. And I get that.
And if there's nobody else doing it, then you can claim yourself as the expert because you don't have competition that proves otherwise.
One hundo. Hundo P. But now there's 850 of them.
Yes. And
it's obnoxious.
Just be careful about where you're getting the information and what you're listening to.
Well, but there isn't information. Like today I heard, oh, the Vikings are going to trade up. Well, how do you know that? No one knows that. The fact that somebody said that means that they're probably not because they're smoke screening.
Yeah, that's the other one in this time of year is people play stuff so close to the chest that, you know, I'll go back to the Patrick Mahomes one. Like Mahomes, when we went into that draft, what was that, 6 years ago, right? Six-ish, when Mahomes got drafted.
Oh. Hey, Mitchell Trubisky, man.
Hey, Mitch Trubisky. Well,
the Bears passed on Mahomes for Trubisky.
No one really thought much of Mahomes coming out of Texas Tech. I think
Andy Reid did.
Yeah, Andy. Well, and here's the thing. It turns out a lot of people thought something of
Sean
Mahomes.
Payton did.
Yes. There was a handful of coaches that were like, that guy. And not a single pundit.
Yeah, they didn't have that.
They didn't have it. And you know why? Because Andy Reid and Sean Payton and the five or six other people were like, everyone shut your mouth. I think this kid is going to be really good. And everyone seems to be kind of quiet on him. There were people that weren't even willing to fly him out for a one-on-one interview because they didn't want anyone to know that they were considering him. They kept that thing so close to the vest. And then when Kansas City moved up to draft him, and when they had already Alex Smith, dude, there were people like, I don't know what Kansas City's doing. Like, they have a Pro Bowl quarterback, and here's a kid from who was never, you know, great at Texas Tech, and, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Misfire. Well, who was their Pro Bowl quarterback?
Alex Smith.
Oh. He's a Pro Bowler?
Yeah, he was a Pro Bowler. Alex Smith's good. Alex Smith was a good quarterback and kept taking him to the playoffs. He just, you know, he wasn't.
Time for an upgrade.
Yeah, it was time for an upgrade. And the fact that Andy Reid looked at Pat Mahomes and was like, oh no, we're moving up to grab him. That should have been enough for everyone to be like, keep an eye on that. But that's a prime example of someone who was getting slept on by most people. And there were a handful of NFL teams, not everybody, but a handful of NFL teams, enough where teams knew they weren't going to sit there at 19 and get him. And everyone thought he was going to be there at 19 or 25 or maybe even 30. And NFL teams knew, and we see it every year where someone starts falling in the draft and everyone says, oh my God, we didn't see this coming. And every NFL team will be like, we did. Like, we didn't like him. Everyone we talked to didn't like him. But you guys all said he was great. And then it's vice versa too, right? It's just, it's the way it works. So yes, you can try to gather as much information as you can. And And I think groupthink can be a good thing to try to get a general consensus on what the NFL community thinks of an individual player. But there's a big difference between scouts, analysts, and what goes on inside a war room. And what do you ever really know? Not that much outside of a handful of guys, Caleb Williams, Marvin Harrison Jr., people like that. And even then, Marvin Harrison Jr., who we're all saying is this generational prospect, we've never seen a receiver like it. There's a handful of teams that I am very confident in that don't think he's the best receiver in this draft. But that's sacrilege to say. But
you can't say that.
But you're starting to see some cracks in that where people are like, you know.
Oh, wait, yes, you can.
Yeah, people are like, dude, he's not the consensus end-all to be-all. Same thing with Caleb Williams.
All this being said, I will be releasing my full mock 7-round mock draft later this week. And it is all players who no one believes will get drafted.
I love it. Let's go.
So that'll be Wednesday. I've worked very hard on this.
Do you have your Brock Purdy? Because that's the other one now.
Brock Purdy.
Everyone's like, he reminds me of Brock Purdy. Okay, sure.
No, I don't have my Brock Purdy.
Better get one.
That's the... Oh, why don't we'll just find the next Brock Purdy.
Well, I thought that was J.J. McCarthy. Weren't they drawing...
Oh, no, J.J. McCarthy is Kirk Cousins. Would you get your comps right, for God's sakes?
I'm behind, guys. I'm behind. Well, I can't wait for the draft to be over. So the countdown clock is on. It's Thursday. And it's fun. Seriously, it's awesome. I think Caleb Williams is going to be awesome. I think it's cool that the Bears are getting him. The Bears might actually be relevant. I think it's, you know, trades are cool. Where the other quarterbacks go, cool. Yeah. You lose me about mid-first round unless it's a quarterback. But, you know.
Well, this is what I love because this is where good teams assemble this is where good teams assemble their roster. And
well, yeah.
And when you start to assemble some pieces and you get the quarterback right, you can turn it around real fast. See Houston. And I don't know about the coaching staff and the front office. It scares me a little bit. But Chicago has done a nice job the last couple of years in kind of gathering some pieces. And if they get Caleb Williams right, and who knows? They're going to draft him. If Caleb Williams is that guy, Chicago can have a really, really quick turnaround. And that's the beauty of the NFL.
Not one. Not two. Not three.
But go back to that quarterback draft with Trevor Lawrence that was supposed to be this generational draft. And I'll tell you what, that draft right now, with the exception of Trevor Lawrence, who even that is a little like, how's that working out? Mac Jones, Trey Lance, Zach Wilson.
Well, it's exciting. I know you guys are into it. We're going to cover it. We're going to have some stuff on the draft this week.
You
want
to talk about draft nerd? Andrew Nemec's going to come in, and that man.
Dude, that guy's all about it.
Yeah, he is. He's up in...
He sent me a hot tip this morning that I could go and bet.
Yeah, his gambling.
Yeah, he likes to bet on it.
And he's pretty good at it.
What's his hot tip?
His hot tip today was that... let me see if I can find it. Was that a certain defender would be drafted in the top 10. He thinks it's about a 50-50 shot, and you could get 3-1 odds on it. So, let me see. Let me pull it up.
Well,
it was Byron Murphy. Byron Murphy the second.
He got.
Who's he play for?
I don't know.
What do you who's Byron Murphy?
Texas.
Yeah,
he played for Texas.
The defense lineman from Texas. I'm in sweat. If he's got it's ridiculous. The odds. It's like somewhere like plus 4,000 or something that Malik Nabers will go. Ahead of Marvin Harrison Jr.
Ooh.
And I didn't mind him be like plus 6,000. A ridiculous number. And
that could happen, couldn't it?
Yeah, they're starting to see a little bit of that creeping up. And if that happens, I think
Andrew Nemec is going to retire.
That's right.
He's going to be buying himself a new pair of shoes. And he likes stuff like that.
Well, he's different to me because he's really into it. And you can tell he does his homework on it. I'm okay with that. Yes. Look, it's not my cup of tea, but there's just a lot of bloviating, blowhardy, blow you know what's
out
there.
Yeah, some people that don't put in the work.
No, they don't. And even big name guys, the only reason they're throwing stuff out there is because some GM told them to, right?
Yes.
And so that it's just the way the game works. It's just you're sifting through a lot of garbaggio this week and in the weeks leading up to, but
yep.
We won't pay any attention to that, Jace.
But, you know, we're getting...
You know what we're going to do this week?
What do we got?
We're going to interview Dan Lanning.
Hell yeah.
True story.
Spring game coming up.
Dan Lanning will be on our show. I believe that's Wednesday. I believe Scott Barnes is coming on.
I did watch the Oregon State spring game. Well, I tried.
You did?
I tried.
I saw a shot of the crowd. There's no one there. What's going on, Beavs?
I'm not here to kick dirt on anyone, but...
Go Beavers! How about that?
Not everyone was playing.
Well,
and
we'll have a whole segment on this. Not, we'll have a segment. It's in the notes. It's going to be a big week. You know, do we get antsy souk this week?
Oh, well, vacation souk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We get antsy souk.
I'm drunk right now.
So we do get antsy souk.
Yeah. Can I submit a question for Coach Lanning this week?
Sure.
Not asking, but for you guys, I'm fascinated. He has so many guys that could be drafted in the first round. What does draft night look for him now? Does he go to the draft? I don't think any of his players are actually going to be there, so I don't know that that would make sense, but does he do coverage? Like, is he with some of the players?
Yeah, they got three that could go in the first round.
Right, so it could be a potentially big night for him,
the
program.
He's not going to Detroit 2 days before the spring game, is he?
I wouldn't think so,
none of his players
are
interested
in what he does.
Because Franklin, Nix, and Jackson, Powers, those are the three that could go in the first round, and none of those are getting invited. So
I want to know what Coach's Thursday looks like.
We'll tell you what, we're going to ask him for you, Buckster. Yeah. He's going to be on our show Wednesday. Isn't that exciting?
Yeah.
You're about to go to St. Bart's or some crap?
St. Lucia. It's all
St. Lucia.
Thing. Look, it's St. Jimmy Buffett said it best. I need to fly to St. somewhere and just be happy that I'm A, somewhat sober, and I still have my shirt on, because neither one of those things will be true come Saturday.
That's fantastic. All right, we party. We start with our 1080 The Fan. Poll question next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, let's get to today's poll question. That was French. I speak French now. Versace. It goes with the brand.
I thought that was Italian.
What? Question?
No. Versace.
Oh.
That had a real Italian vibe.
Yeah, it is, but right. it can be both.
I understand. It's a universal language.
Yeah.
It's like love.
That's right.
Yeah, I get it.
Our poll question is on X at 1080 The Fan. It's brought to you by AAA Heating and Cooling, a family business helping families for over 60 years. AAAIAQ.com.
What is the deal?
Friday, we asked the following query. Which championship franchise or team is most cooked? Do you remember when we asked that?
I did.
The Patriots won that 54%. Warriors, 27%, Kentucky, 14%, and the Astros, 5%.
I just don't buy any NFL team being cooked. I don't. The league is not set up for you to be cooked.
I would have bet the Warriors, or I would have voted for the Warriors.
Yeah, the Warriors.
And I would have voted hard.
The Warriors will spiral harder than any of those, in my in my opinion.
Okay, today's question is this.
Oh.
Now that Damian Lillard is gone... Who anchors our area's sports throne?
Oh.
Yeah, it's slim pickings, dude.
Boy.
Here's who I came up with, and I am fully...
Yeah, we're...
I am fully open to suggestions that are better than the ones that I have on here. Okay?
Is Evander on there?
I'm open to... Who's that?
He's the new hotshot for the Timbers. People love him.
Oh. Diego Chara still with
the
Timbers? He's
got good hair. Yeah, the Charas are still there.
The Charez, there's two of them?
Yeah, there's two of them.
Oh. I thought about putting him on there, and then I thought, eh.
Wrap with two thumbs. Man.
So here's what I have. I have Dan Lanning.
That's honestly was kind of the first.
You're talking about your helmet!
That was the first one that I thought of when you said that, besides going, eh.
I have Sophia Smith.
Yeah? although they just they're struggling a bit, but she's
amazing.
She's an MVP. Thorns, by the way, if you didn't know.
Yeah. And then I have Scoot Henderson.
I'm gonna go to that lake.
And I have Jason Swigart.
Oh, well, I mean, Swag's,
hold on,
Swag's
everybody.
Been here forever.
What do you think about that?
I love where we're going.
Voice of the Pilots, voice of the Hops.
Yeah. I mean, he's Mr. Sports in our area.
I love where we're going with this.
We think.
Got to be Lanning. Is Dan Lanning the king of our area's sports?
Well, but if you're a Beaver fan.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
You're telling him to go.
Well, who is it then?
Pound sand.
Am I missing anyone?
I would say that Simons or Sharp is a bigger deal than Scoot.
I thought about Simons.
I mean, Scoot's not. Look, we need to be fair with Scoot. He didn't have a bad year, but he's not going to be first team all rookie.
Well, no, but I think the deal with Scoot is that he's kind of the future hope. I think with Simons, we know what he is, and I know he's very. I know he's popular, but
yeah.
I think Scoot is kind of he's the Lillard replacement.
Well, he's
guy.
The one that the franchise certainly made him out to be. I mean, they called him a generational prospect that wasn't going to struggle. I would still say that if I'm a Blazer fan, the one that I am holding on to more than anyone is Sharp. If you said who could be the guy, like the actual anchor. I would point to Sharp versus anyone that's on the team.
So you think Shaden Sharp sits on our area's sports throne?
But that's the weakest throne. I mean,
yeah. Well, yes. It's Swigart.
It's Swag.
It's Swigart.
It's over.
Honestly, at right now, and if Sharp had played this year, maybe I could say Sharp. But you know, it was kind of a waste of year for him. I know Beaver fan won't like it. It's Lanning. Lanning has.
God.
And the weird thing about Lanning, even, and we're being fair, he's won Jack S. Seriously, he's won nothing.
What about?
God dang, what do you think?
I man. Wait, Dana Altman?
Dana Altman. No, I don't think he has it over
Well, he's
Lanning,
not even in Dan Lanning's stratosphere.
No, he's not. But and as far as accomplishments, what he's done, like.
You know who I thought about was Scott Ruick, but then I thought, well.
Well, and this falls down. No offense.
I thought Travis Pezzana.
The women's sports thing, well, it certainly is rising right now, and the Thorns have won championships, and Sophia Smith has won an MVP. You know, the sports bra is expanding.
Yeah.
You see, so, but to the large knuckle dragging male population, women's sports is still, you know, how about we get a Fresca and tussle your hair?
But Sophia Smith is
great.
Yeah, and she's got pretty much everything working for her.
But she's not moving the needle for a lot of people.
Well, that's why it's kind of. I mean,
someone. What about? Is it just Phil? Can we? Is it
Phil
just
Knight?
Phil Knight. I mean,
Nike's not doing so hot.
Look, I think what you've exposed here is it's a little Game of Thrones esque. Is what was the little rat kid? The Joffrey or is it? What was his?
Joffrey Baratheon.
I feel like Joffrey's on the throne right now. Well, he's there, but no one believes that. Like this is a long. Like if you watch that show, you're like, yeah, that kid's not making it. I feel there's a little.
People are putting up with his crap for a while.
Yeah, a little bit of that right now. Like there's no one. That throne is wide open for the taking. But if Lanning wins the Big Ten next year, it's Dan Lanning, right? If Sharp or Scoot or whoever they draft, and if you get a rookie of the year next year, or Sharp like pops and makes an all-star team, it's that. Someone could reach up and grab this throne so very easily right now. So I'm going to say Lanning, he's doing the, Lanning has claim to the throne. He's got documents that say that it's his throne and he has the right. But he doesn't have the surrounding lords right now, too.
Is it still Dame?
Oh, wow.
Like, would Dame still have it?
No. No, come on.
Everyone still loves him.
They do, but.
Yeah, there just isn't one right now.
That'd be a good question, though. Is Damian Lillard more popular than Scoot Henderson in Portland right now?
Is he more popular than any sports figure in Oregon right now?
In Oregon.
That's. After forcing his way out. I don't know, man. He's
probably not for a lot of Duck fans.
I'll tell you what, though. Because he's a free agent after next year. if he pulls the mean of, I need an ambulance, but not for me, to the Bucks and re-signs with the Blazers. And I know that, you know, salary cap and all that. But if he found his way back to Portland after next season, the answer to that question would be Damian Lillard.
Well, yeah, he it's his throne.
It's his throne.
It was his, and if he comes back, it would be his.
But... I'll tell you what. He left to go fight in the Crusades, and no one has sat upon the throne. A lot of people that are jockeying for it.
Empty throne.
It's an empty throne. No one has sat on it. It's just, it's a weird, it's a weird time right now. Just is.
Vote and vote hard. AAA heating and cooling poll question on X at 1080 The Fan.
Said Damian Martinez. Oh, wait, S. Yeah, it's rough. And right now, honestly, even Oregon football doesn't, like last year it was Bo. And this year's squad is immensely talented, but there's not Dylan Gabriel, but no, you know, that's, he's never.
It could be him by the turn of the new year, yeah, but not right now.
No.
You got nothing.
No one could even pick him out of lineup right now.
No.
Well, very few could.
Yeah.
All right. Well, good exercise there. Up next.
Honestly, I had not thought about that, and you kind of.
I thought about it for a long time today.
Yeah.
I just was like, maybe I'll just throw swag on.
Yeah, that sent me down a bit of a rabbit
hole. Phil Knight's a good one, but I feel like Phil Knight, I mean, you could say that he's king.
Yeah.
He has been the whole time.
Yes.
You know, I mean, come on. Nothing really rivals.
He's Papa Lannister back there pulling strings, you know.
Yeah.
He's got a dragon somewhere. He can do whatever the hell he wants.
Yeah, he's sort of above all this.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. That's what happens when you're worth whatever it is, $30 billion. What is Phil worth?
I'm going to say $50
billion. $50 billion? I have no idea.
What do you got? What do you got? You got a guess, Buckley?
I've got the answer.
I thought it was like in the 20s. Maybe 30. Am I?
Lame.
Is that lame? Oh, yeah. I was way off.
39 and a half.
$39.5 billion.
Boy, I undersold Phil by like $18 billion. Sorry, Phil.
Money grows, dude.
Well, I mean, I buy a lot of Nike stuff, so.
Yeah. All right. Up next, how does Oregon State keep people engaged? Spring game edition. Here's Buck.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Well, Oregon State had its spring, you know, thing that they do each year.
Yeah, the
it's like a scrimmage.
Spring showcase, if you will.
Yeah.
They haven't had a game in,
right,
in a long time.
So that should be noted. They don't really go big on their spring ball.
Mike Riley was there, though.
Yeah. And you know what he said when I saw him?
Where have you guys been?
You just decided to show up to the spring
game. I was down
game.
There covering it.
Just down there in the nitty gritty.
Taking notes.
Yeah, let's go.
Yeah, Riley was there. So they don't put a lot into their deal, like some other schools. So that should be noted. But at the same time, I saw a picture of the attendance.
It was rough.
Oh my God. Yeah, is it always like that? Or is this worse?
Well, I mean, spring games in general out west, we don't do great. The Huskies and the Ducks put some butts in the seats. I watched a little of the Trojans, and it's tough to tell with big stadiums, too. And a lot of times they just do, like, one side of the stadium. Look, I got to be fair. Like, not many programs outside of the Big Ten and the SEC put a bunch of butts in seats. That being said, this was bad. And Bill Warren wrote about it, and he's the columnist of the Oregonian, and he's taken a lot of flack, but... You know, I think his was that Trent Bray could go up and literally shake the hands of everyone in attendance. And
well,
still
it kind of looked like that.
It was, look, there were not thousands of people there.
No.
There were hundreds, maybe 1,000. It was sparse.
And wasn't it nice out there?
It was nice. And then it kind of turned south. That was like everyone else's. But I think his point was, you know, yeah, the fiery letter earlier in the week, you know, from management at Oregon State saying, you know, hey, we're going to come out of this. And, you know, like now is the time to kind of rally the troops. And I think he was saying that this was maybe a time to kind of have a rallying party, bring back some old players. He brought back Mike Riley, but, you know, try to inject some life into a program right now that needs it, that the fans are maybe kind of licking their wounds a little bit. And it just came off as another unfortunate kind of dud of a spring game. But I don't want to take any shots because I think this is largely the spring games for 90% of the teams in the country.
I feel like spring games, you get out of it what you put into it.
Yes.
And I don't feel like Oregon State puts a ton, and I'm not saying the team, I'm just saying the school. Like, they don't really promote it as like, hey, everybody come out and we'll have all this stuff for the kids. And you know, they just don't do that. It seems like.
Yes.
So it's not fair to bash them for that. But I mean, come on. You know, if, and we'll ask Scott Barnes this, I think he's coming on this week.
Yes.
How do you keep people engaged down there?
Yeah.
I mean, particularly if they suck this year.
It's tough.
I mean, if they suck and the weather turns, which it will, always does, you know, the whole thing.
It's bad.
How low will attendance go? I mean, I was looking at attendance today. Do you know who the lowest Power 5? Wait, what are we to call it now?
What's the Power 4?
Well, I refuse to call it the Power 4.
Well, it is the Power 4. There is no 5. What else do you want to call it?
Well, I'm going to call it Power 5. And the reason I'm going to call it Power 5 is because people know what that means.
Okay? But there's no...
Whatever.
There is no...
The worst Power 5 attendance last season, do you know who it was? And do you have a guess on about how many they drew?
Worst Power 5? Oh, God. I'm not going to say it's a... Because Washington State, small crowds, but, you know, they do a good job at Martin Stadium. It's going to be someone like Vanderbilt or Rutgers.
Is Duke.
Oh, there you go, Duke.
Who averaged 25,000 fans a game.
Okay. Not good.
Oregon State last year.
They did a nice job.
They averaged 37,000 fans a game.
Okay.
61st in the country. They were not that far north of Duke.
Well, but Reser doesn't, I mean.
Right. Well, and Washington State wasn't that far north.
Yeah, because like, Martin Stadium's smaller than Reser. They're just not big stadiums. Yeah.
Correct, but Reser holds more than Martin.
Yes, it does.
So, will if Oregon State is not good next year in football, how low will attendance go? Will it be lower than Duke? Because I think it will.
It'll get bad if. I got to pull up the schedule because the Civil War this year obviously is early. If they get, is that before or after Purdue? I got to see how this shakes out.
They're playing Purdue again?
Yeah, they got Purdue.
Is it just me or are they always playing Purdue?
I don't know if they're always playing Purdue, but they have played Purdue.
Is that a home and home and this is a new home and home? Or is this the second part of that? Because I know they played down there.
No, I think this is a new.
New home
Oregon also had a home and home with Purdue as well.
Yeah. So they get Idaho State. And then San Diego State, and that's in. So they'll beat Idaho State on the road at San Diego State, and then they get Reser with the Duckies. If they lose to San Diego State, and I don't think they will. Like,
see that Duck game right there.
That's
where were saying rally the like get everybody on board as best you can. It's that game right there.
Yes. So it is imperative that you beat San Diego State. Because if you lose to San Diego State, no offense, but look, weird things happen. I don't think that game is going to go your way. I think we're operating on different wavelengths now when we're talking about those two programs. And if you lose to San Diego State and then what happens at Reser happens the way I think it's going to happen, you could go into that Purdue game, which is also at Reser, and you could just see... just empty across the board.
So three of their first four games are at
home.
Reser.
Yes. Idaho State, San Diego's on the road, and then home to Oregon, home to Purdue, actually home to Colorado State. So
for the first five. That's good. Weather could be better.
Yeah. So you gotta build some momentum. You do. You got to beat San Diego State. You got to beat Purdue. Otherwise, you're going to get to the end of the year when you're playing the San Jose States, when you're playing even Washington State.
Yep. Bad weather, bad record. San Jose State comes to town. Oh boy!
Yeah, it's
oh boy.
It may not be. It may not be pretty.
Do you know what the worst college football attendance overall was?
Worst overall?
Yeah, they were. It was at Akron. Do you know how many they drew?
I don't know. 6,000.
7,000 fans.
And that's what they're saying, which means probably 3,500 rolled in there. I have a sneaky belief early on Beaver Fan is going to rally. They're not going to go quietly into the night. I think Beaver Fan is going to show up. I just hope that the product on the field is enough to keep them around. I hope so. And I don't take anything from the spring game. Like, offensively, it wasn't pretty. Both quarterbacks are bleh, but it's so early and not everyone's playing and it's a new system. I take jack squat from the spring game. I hold out hope that the Beavs are going to be okay and that you're going to fill some spots. I just think that with the turnover and most of your significant players that you were relying on with this side of Joshua Gray are gone. Hopefully he sticks around. Look, I just think against the Power Five teams, especially Oregon, I just don't think you're going to have the horses. And but remember, a lot of your competition isn't, you know, it's not Power Five. So even though you have a reduction in your overall talent, you know, the San Diego States and, you know, to Colorado States, Nevada, UNLV, you know, San Jose State, Air Force, you know, Boise, this shouldn't be, you know, this giant talent gap. I mean, the only one that you're going to walk on the field with and probably be like, damn it, is Oregon. And, you know, outside of that, I would assume that from a talent standpoint, you're going to be competitive or have an advantage over most of the teams. So then that comes down to, what's the coaching staff? What's the plan? How quickly can you get guys to gel and see what you can put out there? I think it's just a big fat question mark, and I'm going to be fascinated to see how it goes, but I have faith that Oregon State will rally the troops from a fan perspective, at least at the start of the season.
Yeah, research capacity, 35,548.
Yeah.
And that's down, right, since they completed?
Yeah, since they completed. So that was basically a sellout for every game.
And then Martin Stadium is 32. That's Washington State, 32,952.
Yeah.
I wasn't aware that they were that close. I thought we were going to say it was much bigger. Well, not much bigger, but
Old Reser,
in the 40s.
Old Reser was bigger.
Yeah, it was like 45 back then.
But, you know.
Taking out seats. Remember I was yelled at by a local columnist? Well, I was yelled at's harsh. Questioned. But when they put up the new side, now the old side, at Reser, I was like, man, they don't have enough people to put in those seats. And they were like, well, they're going to grow into it. What do you think about that, Rob?
Yeah.
And I was like, well, okay, we'll see. I mean, I get what you're saying, but they never did.
Yeah. No. Well, and there's, I mean, Oregon has talked about people like, oh, why doesn't Autzen expand? And we've heard from plenty of time.
Their AD came out and said, we're good.
Yeah, dude, growing into a stadium is, filling a stadium is hard, period. And adding thousands of seats, Washington is a big time program. And they, not by a ton, but they went smaller when they redid Husky Stadium. Dude, there's not many fan bases, especially west of the Mississippi, or let's say west of Texas, that are drawing 70,000 people. I mean, my God, how many times do we have to watch the Coliseum or the Rose Bowl and have to rope off the top part of it and it still looks sparse? There's just not a lot of fan bases right now that are pouring in to stadiums. But I Reser at this size is perfect for Oregon State. And they filled it last year, and God willing, fingers crossed, they fill it again and the team gives them something to keep coming back.
All right, we'll wrap up the weekend that was in spring football and turn the page toward a quality little ejection. We have audio. Did you see this?
What audio?
Well, there was an ejection today. You haven't seen it.
Oh, is this is Major League Baseball?
Yes.
Yes.
It's fantastic.
Yeah.
The guy didn't say a word. Not a word, and he got booted.
Yeah, sometimes it's more
and
of a,
we have the audio.
It's more of a gesture. You see Embiid crotch chop the ball to the official?
Yeah, man. That's what I do when I hand the ball back. All right, so we'll get to that coming up as well. It is 3:50 on a fan. Yes, yeah, my seven-round mock draft of players that no one expects to be taken will be released on Wednesday. And you can grade me. It's okay. I can handle it.
F-.
You said you watched USC's spring game?
Well, I mean... watched is a strong word. I tuned in.
You kept an eye on it?
I tried watching the Oregon State one, and it just...
So wait.
It was bad.
Who's playing quarterback for Oregon State?
They got the two guys. They got the transfer from Idaho, which is McCoy, And he would him and the other guy who's the transfer from Missouri.
Hatfield?
No, it's Johnson.
Wouldn't that be cool?
That would be fun, the Hatfield and McCoy. No, the other kid is the transfer from Missouri. So they were running with the black team, which was mostly the starters from what I could gather. And, you know, it was...
They look all right?
No. The offense was not good. It was kind of dreadful, both sides. But again, not everyone was playing, and yeah, they got some decent depth at in the backfield.
Why was not everyone playing?
Well, injuries, and again, you never know who's in, who's out. Like, they don't give you detailed injury reports, but not everyone was playing, and again, a lot of new faces. I wouldn't take too much out of it, but the defense certainly looked, from what I saw, I watched 45 minutes of it. The defense looked vastly ahead of the offense.
Isn't
which
that
is
normal for
that's,
spring?
That's normal. For one, it's normal for spring, and it's normal when you have a bunch of new faces. It's easier to get defensive guys on the same page than it did offense. You can look at it two ways. Either you're happy that the defense showed out, or you can look at the offense and be like, ugh. So,
well, it's certainly going to be different, but we don't. You're right. We shouldn't draw any conclusions. The bigger question is, how did Trent Bray look stalking the sideline? Because, you know, that's a thing.
Just
the way a coach holds himself on the sideline is interesting to me.
What I take from Coach Bray is that he is a little bit like Jonathan Smith, and that he's a football guy. He's not a salesman. He's not the most charismatic guy in the world. He's a coach's son. He's an old linebacker.
Is he stoic over there like Smith was?
He's a little stoic. Yeah.
Smith would always just stand there with his arms folded, so clearly deep in thought.
And again, spring games, wait and see what happens when live bullets start flying. I hate drawing any conclusion whatsoever from any sort of
spring. No one's
drawing
any conclusions.
And it's not a game. It's a show.
It's a practice.
It's practice. Talking about practice.
USC, who they got at quarterback?
They got the kid that was at the...
is that Malachi?
No, he transferred. He's at Boise State.
Really?
Yeah, he went to... Which was kind of odd, because he was like a... He was a huge deal.
He was a five-star kid, wasn't he?
Yeah.
And he went to Boise?
He ended up going to Boise State, of all things, which was a little... kind of strange. No, they got the kid that Miller Moses, who came in at the end after Caleb Williams.
Where'd he come from?
I think he's a USC
freshman?
Guy. Yeah, I think he's a freshman. So everyone was all kind of hot and bothered about him.
Did he look good?
From what I saw, he actually didn't play a bunch. Again, I didn't see a lot of the USC game. I kept an eye on the USC game. I watched way more of I watched way more of Oregon State than I did of USC.
All right. All right, well, Oregon's spring game is this weekend.
Yes.
And we will have Dan Lanning on our show Wednesday.
You're talking your helmet!
I believe 5:15?
5:15.
Yeah.
Right after the Hot 5 on Wednesday.
5:15 Wednesday for Dan Lanning. Okay.
And Oregon has made their spring game a bit of a...
Yeah, now they...
An event.
They want you there. Like, yeah. I remember Cristobal all those years.
Well, and they did the military.
Well, all those years. He was there for, like, what, 2 years? 3 years.
They did the military tie-in.
But they were always trying to promote
and they do
and
a
get people out there.
They do a surplus sale.
Yeah.
I know they've done, sometimes they did the baseball game. They tried to push their crowd into the baseball game. Remember, Lanning was in the beer garden.
Don't they raise money for charity too? Like,
yeah. And then
canned food or something.
And this year they're doing the Matt Kearney, who does the...
Oh, yeah.
The Oregon song, you know, that they play up on the...
Coming
Matt
home.
Kearney.
Yeah, Matt Kearney. So he's going to come there and do a concert. So they've tried to kind of make it a...
Yeah.
They've tried to make That's it
good.
A bigger deal.
That's good. All right. Coming up next, we've got a couple of random items, including a manager getting booted from a baseball game today. It was great. We have the exclusive audio. No one's ever heard this except for you.
I love exclusive audio.
And then we'll have our stock watch before in the news. It is 3:59 on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.